From KTOO, I'm Katie Anastas with a look at local and statewide news. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced a $10.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year on Thursday. The spending plan includes a full permanent fund dividend, but relies on savings to fill a deficit estimated to reach nearly $1 billion. The budget covers fiscal year 2025, which runs from July 2024 through the following June. The Republican governor's plan offers a starting point for negotiations with lawmakers as they craft the state's final budget during next year's legislative session. The biggest single expense would be $2.3 billion for permanent fund dividends. Dunleavy says the amount was in line with the 1980s-era law outlining a formula for the PFD.
Again, the reason for that is it's in statute. I swear to uphold the Constitution, the statutes of the state of Alaska. We understand that the courts ruled years ago that the legislature may change that, so we look forward to that discussion.
The budget does not include an increase in per-student funding to school districts, nor does it include an extension of the one-time education funding lawmakers added to last year's budget. But Dunleavy says he's willing to negotiate with lawmakers on education funding.
As a former educator, I understand that schools cost money, education costs money. There's no doubt about it. The question has always been whether we put money in a BSA, and that's the base student allocation, that's part of the formula for funding, or whether we put money into the education world in various forms and for various purposes.
As an example, Dunleavy pointed to a proposal he put forward last year that would provide annual retention bonuses of up to $15,000 for teachers. Anchorage School District Superintendent Jarrett Bryant said in a statement he was, quote, disappointed in the lack of emphasis placed on education funding, end quote. But worry not, says Senator Burt Stedman, the co-chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee focused on the state's operating budget. Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, says he expects the governor to offer more in his amended budget due by mid-February.
School funding is artificially low in the budget. I would suggest that the superintendents use last year's funding numbers.
Senate President Gary Stevens said he was concerned the governor's proposal to issue roughly $3,300 per person permanent fund dividends would draw too heavily on savings. Though the governor's proposal would pull just under $1 billion from the state's constitutional budget reserve, the Kodiak Republican says he expects the deficit to come in closer to $1.5 billion once everything is all said and done.
That is just too much to draw out. You know, we have to have some monies there. If things go to hell in the handbasket, say in the oil industry, you know, we've got to have enough money to run government. So that's simply too much to take out of the constitutional budget reserve.
Dunleavy's proposal includes enough money to run 7 Alaska Marine Highway ferries, according to his Transportation Commissioner Ryan Anderson. 4 are currently in service. Anderson said short staffing continues to make it difficult to actually bring all of the available ships online. The budget also includes roughly $23 million in state funding for a replacement for the state ferry Tustamina. The money would help unlock another $92 million in federal grants. The legislative session starts January 16th. What will home health look like in Sitka without a home health department at the local hospital? The top doctor at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, gave an update on the future of home health services at the Sitka Assembly meeting on Tuesday. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
In September, SERCH announced it would be closing its home health department. The news generated concerns. What would happen to end-of-life care in the home? Would patients receive the same level of care? And would that care be more expensive? In a presentation to the Sitka Assembly on December 12th, SERCH's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Elliot Brule, tried to answer those questions.
The home health department or agency no longer exists, but care of patients within the home has continued. It has not stopped. It didn't stop. Everyone in this community who requires that care that we're aware of is receiving it.
Brule told the Assembly that the care provided to patients in the home would be the same, but it would be through a home-based care program rather than a standalone home health agency. So what's the difference? In order to earn a home health agency designation from Medicare, the hospital had to meet additional regulations and requirements for administration and maintenance of records. Doing that required around 8 staff members to run the program, and Brule said there wasn't enough demand for home health services in Sitka to justify that level of staffing.
Like all businesses, you know, we have to adjust staffing to reflect the demand for services.
Brule said the home-based care program would be staffed by 4 people instead of 8, 2 physical therapists, 1 occupational therapist, and 1 registered nurse. He said the services will comply with Medicare regulations and will be reimbursed by Medicare with a 20% copay. Brule said there are many services Search would like to provide and will if the demand is there. He pointed to recent expansions at the hospital, like upping their staffing for substance use disorder treatment and opening an opioid treatment clinic. Brule said he was disappointed in the community response to Search's announcement about home health. And he said he believed some of the distrust of Search's motives was rooted in a deep fault line created over decades in a town with 2 hospitals that became a town of 1 in 2019 when the hospitals merged. And he said the community needed to heal from that history and build trust. When the assembly opened the floor to public comment, Cindy Littman said Brule's assessment didn't apply to her. She'd supported the merger between Search and Sitka Community. Her concerns about changes to home health were around care and cost.
Dr. Brule talked about a 20% copay, but that is not trivial because if you're having several therapies or visits a week at a few $100 per visit, that 20% becomes several $100 a month.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss thanked Dr. Brule for sharing the information and getting his side of the story out.
The angst in the community is very high right now, and I think that's on you to try and ease some of that as much as possible.
One PR opportunity Search passed on was a recent town hall on the future of home health hosted by the Sitka Women's Club. Search was invited to participate and answer questions, but did not send a representative. Dr. Brule said that was because of Search's commitment to process. The avenue Search provides for the public to respond and ask questions is the Community Health Council, which was established when Search merged with the Sitka Community Hospital. Once a year, the group takes public testimony. Brule said the next council meeting is in January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Crowds joined Governor Dunleavy at the governor's mansion in Juneau to celebrate the holiday season on Tuesday. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone stopped by to see the sights.
Governor Mike Dunleavy welcomed crowds into his official residence, doing what politicians do, shaking hands, saying hi, and of course, holding babies.
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We're going into the holiday seasons, and here at the open house, we're going to have hopefully several thousand people coming through.
And as always, there are plenty of cookies to share. 21,350 of them in all.
Have you found a favorite so far?
Anything chocolate's my favorite.
Kenny Gallahorn is visiting from Palmer.
Very, very beautiful, Christmassy. I like it. Cookies are delicious.
And he's not the only one enthralled by the array of baked goods. The
Russian tea cookies are to die for. I love them. It's really great. Yeah, everything was good. Too much sweets for me, though. It was really good, though.
It's Jay Rebow's first time at the annual open house.
It's great. I walk past this mansion every day during workout, you know, at break time, so it's awesome I get to finally get to do this. It's really awesome.
But Rebow isn't just here for the cookies, nor the 79 pounds of toffee and brittle, 57 pounds of chocolate, nor the 50 pounds of fudge. He's here for the show.
My son's performing the violin or playing the violin in the performance, so I'm here. That's here to support.
And a show it is. A gaggle of young musicians from the local youth music program at Juneau, Alaska Music Matters is here to jam. Alaska's First Lady, Rose Dunleavy, is a fan.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's just like nice to see everyone from Juneau again, and it's just wonderful. Beautiful house, beautiful music, beautiful people. It's just wonderful.
Her husband took a moment to look ahead to 2024. He pointed to a few goals, among them improving education and lowering the cost of living.
We're looking forward to a great year. There's a lot of turmoil in the world, but here in Alaska, I think we're incredibly lucky. So, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year.
He says he's looking forward to working with the legislature in the upcoming session. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.